Hi, my name is Barry Lewis, and people know me around this city as the PBS historian guy because I've done a series of video walks of the neighborhoods of New York. I'm here as part of the Tribeca Film Festival, which of course is brought to you by American Express, and we're on 34th Street in front of the Lowe's 34th Street, one of the venues for the festival films. And I'm with Billy Cohn, contributing editor to Time Out New York.
Hi, Barry.
Hiya, Billy. We have been around the city, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
You know what's interesting? We are doing four of these podcast tours. The other three neighborhoods, the Upper West Side, the East Village, Tribeca, in a sense, they're residential neighborhoods of different kinds, but they're residential neighborhoods. This is the only tour we're doing that is really not a residential district, at least not yet.
True, but there are still enough restaurants and a few shops around here that have been coming in. I can highlight some of those at the end of our tour.
Actually, as a New Yorker, I would love to know about them because when I'm over here at 8th and 34th by Penn Station, it's always a stretch to try and find out where to eat, what to do.
Well, there are a few.
Well, it's interesting. We're kind of in a valley between two hubs of activity. To the downtown side of us, to the south of us is Chelsea, with its fine townhouses, rebounded, now a very trendy neighborhood, very much identified with the gay community. Over by 9th and 10th Avenues in Chelsea during the day, that's the Gallery District of New York today. At night, it's the Club District.
Right, a lot of bars have been opening up and clubs in that area.
God, 9th and 10th Avenue at midnight. During the day, there's nobody. At midnight, the mobs.
That's right.
Amazing. And just north of us is Hell's Kitchen. It's one of the reasons why I think they're beginning to call this area where we are Hell's Pantry.
Yeah, that's definitely a joke we used to make in Time Out. We're hoping it'll catch on.
When you think about it, here in Hell's Pantry, if we want to use that term.
Please do.
Well, look across the street. You have one of the great music venues for the city. That's Manhattan Center's Hammerstein Ballroom. People are always flocking to the Hammerstein to see all kinds of events.
Yeah, they have a lot of rock shows, some dance events, a wide variety of things are over there.
Then down by the river in 34th Street is the Jacob Javits Convention Center, the convention center for our city.
Right, right. The auto show, the boat show, travel shows.
And then right around the corner from us on 8th Avenue by 33rd Street, Madison Square Garden sits on top of Penn Station.
Right, right. The new Penn Station.
Well,
new-ish.
I think of it as the old Penn Station. I remember the old Penn Station before they demolished it in 1963. Actually, we're going to get a new Penn Station, the post office from the 1910s and 20s, right across 8th Avenue. That building is going to be turned into a new Penn Station, beautiful glass domed main hall. It's going to be named after Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who was our senator for years.
He was a huge champion of rebuilding Penn Station to its former glory.
Yes, he was. He was a great man in many ways, Patrick Moynihan. And so, in a sense, you know, just beyond the post office building where the new Penn Station is going, there's the West Side Rail Yards. The future of this neighborhood is all centered on those rail yards. When they deck over those rail yards and build a whole new section of Manhattan, you could say this neighborhood is more about the future than it is really about the present or even the past.
And the question of what they're going to do with those yards has been on everyone's minds for a few years now.
Everybody. You know New York. Four New Yorkers, five opinions. Now, just to the east of us at 7th Avenue, all along 7th Avenue in the 20s and 30s, that's the Garmin Center, which also has a very uncertain future. Will it be condos, luxury condo residences? Will it be office space? As the Garmin Center factories relocate elsewhere, out of the country, what's going to happen to those buildings? Everything is so much up in the air around this neighborhood. Best to head northward into the West 40s, the West 30s, the West 40s, the West 50s. That's the old Hell's Kitchen. We call it today Clinton sometimes.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of people who still want to call it Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen, it's Hell's Kitchen. They tried to rename it, but we all know it's still Hell's Kitchen.
And it's really interesting, the rebuilding of Times Square in only the last 5 years has spawned a whole new boulevard of luxury condominium towers on West 42nd Street. If you look up in the distance, you can see them. You know, 10 years ago, you couldn't believe that anyone would want to live near Times Square. Look at what's going on now. This means, of course, that the Hell's Kitchen District, the West 40s, West 50s, definitely is changing.
Definitely. That 9th Avenue is a restaurant row. And there's a ton of places to eat there, a lot of bars. It's really come alive in the past few
years. That would be 9th Avenue, about 38th, 40th Street,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
The old shopping street, actually, for the old Hell's Kitchen neighborhood.
It was shopping. What kind of shops did they have?
They had the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. they had all kinds of delis, Italian delis, grocery stores, butcher shops, and now it's morphing into restaurants. So we've come out of the Lowe's 34th Street, and we are hungry, and we look around, and it doesn't look too promising, but I think there's places to eat around
here. There are a few. You have to get off 34th Street. If you head up to 37th Street, a little east of here, between 5th and 6th, Frankie and Johnny's Steakhouse is there, and that is a historical place. It's been in the city since, I think it opened as a speakeasy in 1926, so it's been around for a long time. And there's also a location for it in the theater district on 45th Street between Broadway and 8th.
I thought there was another one.
Mm-hmm,
right.
So there's two, and they have like autographed headshots there. It's a real theater acting place, and there's old newspaper articles on the wall. It's a good classic steakhouse to enjoy, a real New York institution. There's also a block north of that on 38th between 7th and Broadway is Arno, which is an Italian place. And there you can go to the bar and get oysters and clams. It's great for food before, if you're going to Madison Square Garden, like you were saying, some of the games and shows there, you can get some food there before you go. And there's also a really extensive wine list. They have more than 1,000 bottles of wine, so have a little drink before you go out.
You can go to Madison Square Garden in the right mood.
In the right mood. As far as shopping, you've got Ricky's, which is a chain in New York. It's a really funky beauty store, but it's got a great character to it. There's all kinds of hair products and bath and beauty products, salon quality stuff that you could find, but it also has an edge. Like, they have a whole wall of colored wigs, orange and purple and pink, that you could try on.
Where is Ricky's?
Ricky's is on Broadway at 39th. There's another one near here at 5th Avenue and 35th. And then there's something like 17 locations around the city. It's a real fun place to look at all the things that they have inside.
I could get an electric blue wig.
Probably. And it's like a Halloween headquarters. They always have great costumes for Halloween, so it's known for that as well. Back on 34th Street, closer to where we are, there's some shopping coming in near the Herald Square area. If you go to 34th between 5th and 6th, there's some shops over there, like Zara, which is women's and men's clothing. It's a Spanish company, and they have a lot of international labels. So that's a cool place to get some of the young, trendier items. And then up on 42nd Street, the Bryant Park Grill, right behind the main New York Public Library. And that is just, it's a phenomenal location right on Bryant Park.
Well, Bryant Park has come back to life in these last 10 years, hasn't it?
Hugely, hugely. The people who run that park, they show free movies there. They have all kinds of events. There's an ice skating rink there now in the winter, so it's really come back. And being able to eat at Bryant Park Grill and oversee the whole park, it's a treat. It's a nice thing.
Well, it's interesting, the recovery of Bryant Park, it's symptomatic of what's happening to this whole district here on the west side.
I think so, yeah.
And I think if people take a mental snapshot of where they are now and come back in 5 years, they will be amazed at the change that will be going on.
Yeah, it's one of the last sort of uncharted territories in Manhattan, and it's sort of exciting to see what's going to be happening there.
You know, that's a good point. When people say, so where's the edge now in Manhattan? It used to be Tribeca. Well, it's really right here, isn't it, in the West 30s?
Yeah, there are a few galleries up here. Exit Art has a gallery up here, and so maybe they're pushing up from Chelsea just a little farther north, and we'll see those come in.
I remember when punk rock musicians that I knew had a loft in the Garmin Center. They used to practice in the Furrier's steel vault so that nobody would hear their music and steal their lines. Well, I guess that paves the way. That means, remember, the artists always are the first ones to come to an edgy neighborhood.
That's true. Probably
means the future is soon to be here.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a delay, but maybe that'll happen soon.
The people who are coming with us on this podcast tour, they might be interested to know that on the same website they downloaded this tour from, they can find the American Express Film Rewards promotion, and they can also find the Tribeca Film Feast.
Right.
Far and wide, they'll get food somehow.
Wherever you are in the city, they're going to make sure that you eat.
Well, this is only one of the four neighborhoods we're doing. Each one of them has a very different character. Isn't that typical of Manhattan?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what New York is about.
I guess it's time to move on to another neighborhood.
Sure, let's go check out another neighborhood.